Hello, my name is Joanna Kita. I'm with Michigan State University Occupational and Environmental Health Medicine. I will be talking today about OSHA's new rule on reporting work-related hospitalizations in Michigan. As David Michaels mentioned yesterday, on January 1st, 2015, OSHA updated its record-keeping rule by expanding the list of severe injuries that all employers must report to OSHA. So employers have to report all work-related hospitalizations of one or more employees, all work-related amputations or work-related losses of an eye within 24 hours of the incident. On September 1st, the rule went into effect in Michigan, and Michigan is a state OSHA plan. This slide represents the number of patients with workers' comp as primary source of discharge in Michigan by select disease categories for years 2002 through 2014. Please note that the overall number of hospitalizations is down in the last 12 years, but it's mainly because of changes in medical practice in treating musculoskeletal conditions, and there is much less of decrease in acute injuries and poisonings. Since January 1st, 2014, all Michigan hospitals were required to report all hospitalized work-related selected acute traumatic injuries. All 136 hospitals were in compliance in 2014, specific ICD-9 codes, and now hospitals have switched to ICD-10 codes of acute traumatic injuries, and workers' compensation as a payer were requested to be reported. The surveillance is probably missing between 20 to 40% of cases, as we have learned over the years from the surveillance of other conditions where we do in Michigan, like work-related amputations, burns, or skull fractures, where we review hospital and ED medical records that do not require workers' compensation as a payer. So those are not missing, those 20 to 40% of cases, at it is with the hospitalized injuries. So in 2014 in Michigan, we had 723 work-related hospitalized injuries, including one fatality. Most of the injuries were in males and Caucasians, and about 23% of injured workers were of Hispanic ethnicity. The mean median age was 45 years. Mean hospitalization length of stay was 4.5 days. Primary diagnoses were mostly fractures in 62%. And services, manufacturing, and construction were the top three industries where our workers get injured and hospitalized. And falls accounted for more than a half of work-related hospitalizations. This table represents the most common source of injury by industry sector. Fall was the most common cause of hospitalizations, and manufacturing sector had the most hospitalized injuries. There have been 27 MyOSHA enforcement inspections of work-related hospitalizations that were initiated due to our referrals. Inspections of acute injuries are very useful in identifying hazards. 95% of these companies had not corrected the hazard at the time of the inspection. It's very disconcerting that the employer had not corrected the hazard that caused the severe injury at the time of the inspection, even though the inspection was occurring 3 to 6 months after the injury. This is an example of injury and inspection, and the hazard was not corrected at the time of the inspection. Michigan will be able to evaluate employer compliance with the new reporting requirement of hospitalized employees beginning with data from the fourth quarter of 2015. Initial quarter of reporting by employers showed much fewer reports than we have expected based on 2014 data. We would expect 181 reports from hospitals per quarter, but we received only 107, which is 70%. We believe this is because many of the largest hospitals in state have not reported for the last quarter of 2015. will be able to monitor employer compliance with reporting and have worked out an agreement with Michigan OSHA to do this. Thank you.
What perfect timing. Thank you so much.